Hey everyone, it's Michael Kerr, Humor at Work, with another episode of, yes, you guessed it, Humor at Work. So I want to talk about how less stress and more fun is obviously a great recipe for business or workplace success. As I'm recording this, we're heading into April, and April is Stress Awareness Month, which begs the question, how aware are you of the costs associated with stress? According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and boy, that's a mouthful, 40% of job turnover is due to job stress. 60 to 80% of all on-the-job accidents are stress-related, and healthcare costs are 50% greater for employees with high stress levels. There's also the increase in errors, lost productivity, loss of creativity, and negative impact on customer service to consider. Fortunately, April is also official Humor Month, and humor, as we all know, is one of the most potent arch enemies of stress. So it's a great time to get your team together and ask a few fundamental questions. Number one, how is everyone's level of stress? Are you trending worse or better, and why or why not? Because it's important to look at the long-term trends. Everybody has a stressful week, a bad month. Maybe you're going through a lot of change, a challenging time. What's important is to look at the long-term trends, and are you getting better or worse, and what might be causing the shift in those trends? The second question to ask is, obviously, what can we do to manage not just the symptoms of stress, and that can be important too, but also more importantly, how can we reduce the source of the stress? If you want to have a long-term impact, obviously, it's better to look at the source. And number three, since it's Humor Month and Stress Month, how can we add more humor into our workplace specifically to help people fight stress? How can we use humor to create a more relaxed work environment or to re-energize the troops? How can we use humor to reward people when they're experiencing a challenging situation? And how can we use humor to mentally reframe our workplace stress so that we keep our sense of humor? And now my fun at work tip. We're coming up to April Fool's Day. So please remember, as I always tell people, not just April Fool's Day, but every day of the year, practice safe humor. Humor that laughs with people, not at them. And of course, humor that doesn't get you fired. So here's a few ideas on how you might celebrate April Fool's Day. Number one, turn it into a team event. Do a humor raid or a team prank on another department. This can serve as a great team building experience. And it also ensures that any blame gets diffused. That's the cool part. I mean, what are they going to do, fire all of you? No. Second thing you could do is share the fun with your customers by offering them a fun surprise. Emphasis, of course, on the word fun. You can also do what many companies have done and generate some free publicity by making an outrageous announcement on April Fool's Day. Kulula Airlines in South Africa, they pull April Fool's jokes every year. One of their most recent ones that I love is that they announced due to technological developments, they were getting into the skywriting business on their passenger jets. WestJet Airlines has released some hilarious videos. If you go onto YouTube and Google WestJet child-free cabins, helium-based cost-saving flights, or pet-friendly flights, you will find some very, very funny videos. So think about just some fun, wacky announcement. Burger King a few years ago, they introduced left-handed burgers as an April Fool's joke, which a lot of people actually fell for. Another thing you can do is turn a practical joke into a positive end result by honoring a team member with something special after you've pulled a prank on them, so you make sure it ends in a positive experience. And the last tip on April Fool's Day is practice safe humor by collectively doing something where everyone can just laugh at themselves. One simple example, have everyone on your team wear the same clothes for the day and tell everyone else that it's your new team uniform. That way, you know, nobody gets hurt, nobody gets fired, you're just having fun at your own expense. And if you want to get some ideas for April Fool's Day, by the way, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, and Google the article, Practical and Impractical Reader's Jokes. These are jokes that folks have sent in to me, some that worked, some that didn't work. And the quote of the week, we recently lost a comedian legend, David Brenner. So from David Brenner, you know you're getting old when you start to dress in more than six colors. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, to look at the wacky April theme days and offbeat holidays that are headed your way. I mean, April 1st to 7th is Laugh at Work Week. There's Love Your Produce Manager Day, April 2nd. April 3rd, Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day. April 4th, Walk to Work Day. There's International Pillow Fight. April 5th, there's Be Kind to Lawyers Day. April 8th, International Moment of Laughter Day. April 14th, there's Blah 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 Day. April 17th, Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. April 18th, Admin Professional Days. April 23rd, there's Hug a Plumber Day. April 25th, and April 29th, International Dance Day. So cruise by the website to check out all the fun theme days and holidays. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.